Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year's dedicated Li'il Nishmas, my mother, Chaya Rochel Bas David Tzvi. We missed the last couple of parshios, so this week's parshios, parshios Vayigash. We're going to try to include some midrashim from Vayeshev and Miketz as well. Starting with midrash and parshios Vayigash, so the Bereishis Rabba says, after Yosef kicks his brother, Yosef is about to reveal himself to his brothers, but he sends out everybody else from the room. And there's a machlokas brought down in Bereishis Rabba, in Parshas Vayigash, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Amar Lo Asa Yosef Kashura. Yosef did not do he didn't act appropriately in what he did by sending all his bodyguards. She'ilu ba'atu bo echad mehem miyad hoya mace, because if anyone would have kicked him, one kick would have killed him. So he really put himself on the, he put his life on the line when his brothers were there. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Amar Kahogan v'chashura asa. No, Yosef actually acted appropriately by sending out all his bodyguards. Yodeya hayat tzidkan shalachav. He knew the righteousness of his brothers. Amar, he said, Chas v'shalom ein achai chashudim al shvichas damim. He said, God forbid, my brothers would not be suspect for murder. Therefore, Yosef acted appropriately. Right. So again, we see this machlokus over here. Between these Amorim, one says Yosef did not act appropriately by sending out his bodyguards. He put himself in a dangerous situation, and Rav Shmuel bar Nachman argues no, it was appropriate because he knew they wouldn't be suspect for killing him. This is very interesting. You know, we're not talking right now about Hishtadlus and Bitachon. It's just whether or not Yosef acted appropriately, and he would suspect them of murder. Why is this significant? What's the message of this midrash? And also, it's just a little bit surprising that he said no, of course not. My brothers would never be suspect of killing al shvichas damim, though we know Shimon and Levi decimate the town of Shechem. We know that the brothers actually were ready to kill him. So what's going on here? So that's a midrash from Vayigash. Now to take a step back and go to midrash in last week's parsha, Parshas Miketz. So this midrash is also from Bereishis Rabba, and it's a quite a lengthy midrash of the of what was happened when the brothers first came down Mitzim Ritzrayim. Yaakov tells his sons, go get right yesh shever b'Mitzrayim, go down and get the food. And when they go down, so the Midrash explains in Bereishis Rabba that they went to different entrances and that actually they all regretted what they had done, right? Mischartin. They regretted what they did, and they said, when are we going to get an opportunity to go down to Egypt and return our brother to his father? That's what they were concerned about, and this finally they had the opportunity to do that when Yaakov sent them down to Mitzrayim. So they're going down to Mitzrayim, and then the midrash shifts to what Yosef's plan was. Yosef wanted to catch them. He wanted to find them. So he made all these rules in order to get, know exactly who's coming into town. And he was waiting to hear from them. Ultimately, he tracks them down. He finds them. And this part is not mentioned in the Chumash, but Miyad Nata Yosef Shivim Giborim Mibeis HaMelech V'Shigir B'Shvilim L'Vakish Osem B'Shuk. So he sends out all these men to find him in the Shuk. Ela Amru, and it says, Holchu, the men went for Yosef, Umatsu Osam B'Shuk Shel Zonos. And they found the brothers, they found Yosef's brothers in a Shuk Shel Zonos, in a marketplace of prostitutes. And then the Midrash asks, Uma tivan bashuk shel zonos. Why? What business do they have there? Ela amru achinu Yosef yefesar vivi maraya. So they said, Yosef is very handsome. That's probably where he ended up. V'safsu asam ve'avim l'fnei Yosef, and they brought him before Yosef. So that's when the brothers were caught in this beis zonos looking for Yosef. Again, we can ask what the significance of this is. Later on, in the Midrash, it says that they said to him, so Amar Lahem, he said to them, Bashuk Zonos Mativchem, what are you guys doing in the Shuk of Zonos? What are you guys doing? And they explain, no, really, aveda avda. We lost an aveda. We lost an object. And they say, what aveda? And it comes out that they're looking for they're looking for their brother. And then he asks them to prove it. And then it goes back into what's going on in the Chumash, where he says, prove that your story is true by bringing back the other brother that you say is still in Israel. But we have this scene where the brothers are in this base Zonos, and Yosef is asking them what they're doing there, and then gives them a chance to prove themselves that they're not really there, or they weren't there for any inappropriate reason. What's going on here? Now, one point I'll mention is it could be that this is derived because he says you came liros as ervas haaretz, you came to see the ervas haaretz, the nakedness of the land. So it could be that's the source of this midrash saying that they were in a beis zonos or a shuk of zonos. But what's going on here? Now, I would like to suggest that really this takes us back to a midrash in Parshas Vayeshev in Bereishis Rabbah. This is quite a famous midrash. It's quoted by Rashi. We'll take a look inside in a moment. But it really gets to the core of a tshuva process that we probably don't think of as much. In this story of Mechiras Yosef, we know that the sinners are Yosef's brothers. They're the ones who do something awful to him. They consider killing him. They throw him in a pit, sell him as a slave to Egypt. And throughout the story, they go through a tshuva process, Yehuda in his own way, and the rest of the brothers as well. And they change their ways. And that is something that they experience. But what we don't necessarily think about as much is Yosef's experience. And we know that Yosef wasn't, he doesn't get off scot-free for his relationship with his brothers. He brought a lot of it upon himself. The pasuk says explicitly, and this is in Parshas Vayeshev, that he would bring right Vayave Yosef es di basam ra'a el avihem. He would bring evil reports about his brothers. So what does the midrash say? The midrash says, and this is quoted by Rashi, but it's also in Bereishis Rabbah, that there's a few different opinions for what the Diba Ra was. What was the evil report? Or Meir, Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon give three different opinions. Rameir says, Chashudim hein banecha al ever menachai, that they were suspect over eating from a live animal. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Tolan hein einehem bebenos haaretz, that they were looking at the women of the land. And then the third opinion is Rabbi Yehuda, Mezalzin b'nei Hashvachos, v'korin lehem avadim, that they insulted the sons of the maidservants, saying, calling them slaves. So these are the three opinions for three possible things that Yosef said about his brothers. This was the evil report he brought. But what we see is that it's not just that he brought an evil report, but the sources indicate that they weren't really accurate. In fact, this Midrash Bereishis Rabbah continues, the one that we're just quoting in Parshas Vayeshev, continues to say that when they used the blood of the animal to show that Yosef was dead, and they put the blood on his tunic, so it says that they specifically slaughtered it, indicating that the brothers were not the type of people to do these things wrong. So Yosef not only brought an evil report, but it likely wasn't true. He was lying, but it was a misunderstanding. And perhaps one of the midos that Yosef really needed to work on was the mida of being dan lakaf schus, of judging his brothers favorably. Right there, and the Mefarshim give various defenses for what the brothers were really doing, and how what was it really inappropriate? What they were their interactions with the women of the land, was it really aver menachai that they were eating from? Is that possible? Do they really call they were enslaving the sons of the maidservants? So this is a discussion of the Mefarshim, but the ones that justify their actions then really condemn Yosef for misjudging the situation, misreading the situation. And if that is a flaw in Yosef at this part of the story, then presumably he goes through his own tshuva process as well. And maybe that's what we can suggest is indicated in these other midrashim that we mentioned. We said that right, and from part in Parshas Miketz, so they're caught in the shuk of Zonos. So this is, I guess you can say, the second time that Yosef can claim against them, but that it was something wrong. But unlike last time, where he just reported it to his father, assumed they did something wrong and reported to the father, over here, he asked them what they were, you know, what they were doing there. He tried to get the full story. And when they claimed that they were looking for their lost brother, so he kind of gave them an opportunity to prove that that's really what their motivation was. He wants to prove, like, get it out and say, okay, let's see, prove that you're Canaan. But he gives them the opportunity, instead of just judging them, and he gives them that chance to show their integrity. And similarly, I think we can actually say that the midrash that we mentioned in Vayigash as well, you know, even before that, we'll take a look at another midrash. It's actually a Gemara in Chulin, and the Gemara in Chulin, this is a Chulin Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, says that when Yosef showed, right, it says v'tavoch tavach v'hachein, that Yosef tells his attendant, to slaughter an animal for the feast for the brothers, and it says v'tavoch tavach v'hachein. So the Gemara in Chulin says, you know what he was asked to do? It says para lahem beis hashchita, right, that he was supposed to demonstrate that he was slaughtering the animal properly. That there's a specific instruction that Menashe was supposed to slaughter the animal in front of the brothers and make it very clear that he's slaughtering, a kehalacha. Why would that be important? What's the Gemara Kulin saying? Perhaps what's going on here is that Yosef is indicating to his brothers that I know that you actually only eat slaughtered food. I know, meaning even though previously I accused you of eating Aver Menachai, that's why I reported to Yaakov, but now he's kind of rectifying that and saying, I specifically want Menashe to slaughter the animal in front of them so that they realize, you know, maybe not in a conscious way, but that I admit that they only eat slaughtered food. He's kind of rectifying that original accusation. And then when we go back to the Midrash that we mentioned of Vayigash, so what's this emphasis on, Yosef not suspecting them of murder? Because Yosef needed to work on this midah of not suspecting them for something bad. And over here, when Yosef says, you know what, they wouldn't do this. They wouldn't kill me. They're not chashudim al shrichas damim. Yosef is now giving the benefit of the doubt to the brothers, the ones that he did not give earlier. And it could be that's this theme that we see being strong throughout these midrashim. It's not just the brothers who had to go through their chil process, but Yosef as well. And we learned this important midah of being down the kafskos, of judging others favorably, of trying giving up people the opportunity to get the full story to when you understand it, to admit that who people are and give them the benefit of the doubt. I think we can see Yosef doing that throughout this story. And an important takeaway is that there are two sides to every story. And in Mechiras Yosef, we see one side of the brothers and their error, but you know, Yosef to some degree seems to have borne some of the responsibility, and he and everyone can improve in some way. We should internalize this and how in our situations as well, see even when we think we acted appropriately, where we might have made mistakes and where we can improve, and we should be able to indeed rectify all our poor midos. Beautiful Shabbos.